Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Pub Trivia Experience. My name is Chris, and we are here tonight for episode 2 of the Trivial Trials of Mike Mott. We will find someone that will beat him. One day we will. And that day might be today. Let's go ahead and let's meet our contestants. First up, you know him, you tolerate him. Some of us love him. Mike, Huntsville, Alabama, how you doing, my friend? And what are you drinking?
Chris, I'm living the dream, man. For whatever reason, somehow... I know what it was. My youngest daughter has a pair of Wonder Woman pajamas and she's never shown any interest in them. And all of a sudden she got super interested in them. And for the past 2 days, my daughters have been playing superheroes. Aww. I've been waiting for this moment for so long. Penny's Wonder Woman, Abby's Captain Marvel. And I'm so excited that I have set my pedantic self aside about DC versus Marvel and all of that kind of stuff. I'm just like, yes, we're playing superheroes and this is great. And then tonight she wanted back in her Frozen pajamas, but that's okay.
For a second there, I thought I was going to get you to say that DC is better than Marvel. I thought I was going to get there. Then you mentioned Captain Marvel.
Well, if it was a gateway drug to that, then I will concede that point. As for tasty beverages though, this is going to be very interesting because I alluded to this one, I think, in the previous recording, and I decided to bust it out tonight. This is called Unicorn Vomit. It is a triple IPA brewed with watermelon. It's from the Aslan Beer Company, which I discovered after picking this up is from my hometown of Alexandria, Virginia, and it is 12.8% alcohol by volume.
Oh.
So this may prove to be a mistake.
Just grab a bottle of wine, Mike. It'd be around the same thing.
I know. The nose on that's really good right up front. Oh, that is really, really good and really dangerous because that is super tasty. I like that a lot.
I love it. I love it. We're going to take a little detour. We're going to head away from Alabama. We're heading down to Ray's country. Will Evelyn, my friend, how are you doing? What are you drinking today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. Very excited to be on the show. This is my... this would have been my fourth and final PTE show to be on, but then Jeffy had to go and make a new podcast. So now I got a fifth to cross off my list. But very excited to be here. I didn't know I was going to be a guinea pig for Mike. I just got asked to be on the show. So this should be interesting. Hopefully I can take him down. All things considered, doing good. As you guys know, we had a baby shower for me and my wife yesterday, which is very exciting. Expecting our first in a couple months. So glad I have something cold to help ease the nerves, you know. Mm-hmm. And that being said, I'm drinking tonight. It's a New England IPA called Going Short. It's from Corporate Ladder Brewing in Palmetto, Florida. Chris, I don't know if you've been down there, but it's a really great spot. Let's crack this open. That beer is a little overfilled, so hopefully that didn't make a mess.
I've gotten plenty of beer on my microphone over the years of cracking the beer can right next to it.
Really great IPA, though. Really solid beer. Chris, yeah, definitely make it down there sometime, and I'd be happy to meet you if you want to do that.
I always get a little weirded out when someone says go down there, and I actually have to go south in Florida just because...
Not that far south.
I don't really want to go much further south than St. Pete. So
we had a great time in Miami.
All right, my turn.
Ooh, good one.
All three of us drinking beer tonight. Oh, that's a really strong. Oh, wow. That's really strong. From Cigar City, the Guayabera. Sorry. I don't drink IPAs. And I'm not a huge IPA guy, but they're in the fridge. So they're going to get gone. Holy shit, that's actually tasty. Mike, am I starting to like IPAs?
I think we're slowly converting you. That was what happened to me. I didn't think I liked IPAs for the longest time because when I first started drinking them, it was during that phase of the craft beer movement when IPAs were just all trying to out-hop each other and didn't care as much about flavor profiles. And then when I got back into them, it was actually thanks to my father-in-law. He was big into IPAs, and so I started to get back into them. So one of us. And,
I was going to say, I've been listening to the pod for a while. The amount of times I've heard, if I had a nickel for every time Chris said, I don't like IPAs, I'd have at least a buck. It's getting worn out, Chris. You like IPAs now.
Yeah.
I will never go out to a brewery and say, I want the IPA. That won't happen, but like the ones that keep trying, like I don't hate them. Like this is not a bad drinker.
It's not your go-to, but you're not going to turn it away.
Oh, I've never turned beer away, Mike. Except that one time with Foster's. We're not talking about that. Well, we are going to get started. We're going to move right into our pregame. All right. Your pregame is going to be a little bit different. So instead of it being 10 questions, we're going to give each contestant 6. And there's a reason for it. Your pregame category is in sports. And we're going to do a little math, a little sports math. We are going to take the combined records of every Major League Baseball team from the year 2020 through the year 2023. We're going to go division by division through this. So if you combine their records for those 3 years, 4 years, sorry.
4 years. There's the math for you.
We're going to combine their records. I'm going to give you the name of a team that would either finish in first or second place. You have to tell me if the team I give you would finish first. You're going to answer yes or no. Yes, meaning they would finish in first if it was a 4-year-long season. No, meaning they wouldn't finish first.
They did finish in second?
That by default, they would finish in second, yes.
Okay.
So you're not going to get some low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, right?
There's no low-hanging fruit here.
There's no Oakland A's.
Exactly.
So we're going to start in the AL East. I'm going to read out your names. I'm going to give you your team. You have to tell me, do you think they finished first? Yes or no? In the AL East, Mike, you get the New York Yankees. Will, you get the Tampa Bay Rays?
Fitting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm locked in.
I'm also locked in.
All right, Mike, do you think the Yankees finished first?
No, I haven't. I think they finished second.
Will?
The Rays, I'm pretty sure, are first.
Yep, we went with the easy one first.
Yeah.
So you're both getting the points for the AL East.
I'd also be very ashamed if I got that wrong.
Yeah,
you should be, but the Rays have been the best team in baseball for a while, for most consistent team in baseball for a while.
At least record-wise, yes.
Yep. Let's not talk about
what happens. They're consistently eliminated in the playoffs, too, so hey-o.
No, that's true. Go watch a Cubs game.
I will, because buying tickets to them is oh so hard. I will be at 3 Rays games this year, though. So
hell yeah.
Nice.
Because the Cubs are in town for 3 games. All right. Moving on to the AL Central. Will, your team is the Cleveland Guardians. Mike, your team is the Minnesota Twins.
Locked in.
Yeah, I'll lock in too.
Mike, do you think the Twins came in first?
In my head, I was already moving to the next division, and I thought that Cleveland would be first. So when you said Twins, I put them at second.
Will.
I think the Twins have the edge on this one. Mm. It is a garbage division, but just like the NL Central. But yeah, I think the Twins are first.
The Twins are not first. The Twins actually, going back 4 years, they would have finished a measly 9 games back.
Oh, wow.
So it was close. Mike's going to pick up the point. If we move on to the AL West, Mike, you get the Houston Astros. Will, you get the Seattle Mariners?
Locked in.
Locked in.
Will?
No for Mariners. I think Astros take it.
Mike?
Yeah, I have the Astros in first.
Yep, both picking up the points. Astros would have been first. The Mariners 25 games back there in second. Yeah. Heading over to the NL East. Will, you get the Atlanta Braves. Mike, the Philadelphia Phillies.
I'll lock in.
Mike.
As long as we're not talking about playoffs, I have the Phillies in second.
Will.
Yeah, I have Phillies second as well. Yes for it, the Braves.
All right. The Braves, yep. The Phillies would have finished 41 and a half games back. That's how dominant the Braves have been.
Until the playoffs.
Heading to the beloved NL Central.
By who?
Yeah.
Will, you get the Milwaukee Brewers. Mike, you get the St. Louis Cardinals.
I'm locked in.
Well, I guessed which the top two would be. I just wasn't sure which one was which, but I will lock in that the Cardinals are first.
Will.
I normally would agree with that, but their season last year was so dismal that I'm going to say second. So yeah. Brewers would be first.
Will's picking up the point. The nice. Brewers were first. The Cardinals finished would have finished 17 games back.
Yep, it was last season.
Yeah, that's a good point. Last season would drag them down.
Last but certainly not least, the NL West. Will, you get the Los Angeles Dodgers. Mike, the San Francisco Giants.
I'll lock.
Yeah, I'll lock in.
Will.
I got to go Dodgers. I just feels right.
Mike.
Yeah, I was saying Dodgers were first, and I wasn't even sure whether it would be the Giants or the Padres second, but I'll go second for the Giants.
Well, you both went 5-for-6 in the pregame. The Dodgers would have finished first. The Giants would have finished 64 games back.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
You got to remember that one. That one season, the Padres had all those big name players, and they finished in fourth in their division or fifth in their division. That was fun to watch.
You gotta love it.
I do love it. I love baseball. I also love trivia. So we are gonna move on to Hot Seat Round One. Hot Seat Round One, 15 minutes, a nonstop barrage of trivia questions and answers. And being that we have a tie, Will, you're the visitor here. Do you want to go first or second in Hot Seat Round One?
Let's go second.
That moves Mike to first. Hopefully for the only time this game, Mike is in first.
Damn. All right. At least you know where your roots are.
The host is openly rooting against Mike. So that's not a good sign.
If you need to like pause this and feed me some answers, we can.
Mike, we're going to start with you here. Your time will begin after I read your first question. Remember, we will ping pong back and forth. If there is an odd number of questions at the end of the round, we will make that even. Mike, here we go. Which beauty pioneer and racehorse breeder was lauded on the cover of Time magazine in 1946 with the quote, "A queen rules the sports of kings"?
Beauty pie. I have no idea. Betty Page.
Unfortunately not. Elizabeth Arden is what we're looking for.
Okay. Yep.
Will, what is the size of a game of Scrabble? Is it 15 by 15, 16 by 16, or 17 by 17?
That's tough. I was thinking 17 before you even said gave the options, so I'm just going to go 17.
No, it's 15 by 15. Mike, what was the name of the Jam's debut album released in 1977 that shared its name with a hit single from the same album?
Oh, no. There's no way. There's no way I'm going to be able to pull this. I've heard of the band, but I can't remember what they're known for. Pass.
That song and album are called In the City.
Okay.
Will, which artisan was hired for the gruesome task of making wax death masks of the nobles guillotined during the French Revolution?
Oh, I don't know. I'll say this guy's probably too early, but Da Vinci would be my guess. Oh, no, probably wrong country, too. But yeah, Da Vinci. I don't have a better answer.
It's all right. When you think of wax figures, it'd be Madame Tussauds.
Oh, shit. Okay. Today I learned.
That would have been my guess, but I didn't realize she went back that far. Interesting.
Wow.
She did. Mike, Paul Giamatti stars at which underground graphic novelist in the film American Splendor?
Oh, shoot. Harvey Picar, I believe, was his name.
Harvey Picar is a correct answer. Will, which national park in New Mexico is home to over 400,000 free-tail bats whose nightly exit from their cave can take as long as 2.5 hours? The national park in New Mexico. We're looking for
that. Ooh, I do not think I know this one. I don't. Let's just say Devil's Peak.
Not a bad guess. It'd be the Carlsbad Cavern.
Oh, shit.
Golly. I couldn't pull it either.
I thought that was in California.
Mike, which of these household cleaners shares its name with a figure from Greek mythology? Dawn, Comet, Clorox, Ajax.
Ajax.
Ajax is a correct answer. Will, what two names were given to Turkey's most populous city, one pre-1930 and one post-1930?
Istanbul and Constantinople.
It's Istanbul and Constantinople. That is
it's hard to not sing that.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, what number named candy bar was originally sold in multiple pieces, but was later joined into one delicious piece?
I'm going to guess the Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers is a correct answer. Will, what playwright artfully plugged his most famous work by saying, quote, some of my plays peter out and some pan out?
Is it J.M. Barrie?
J.M. Barrie is a correct answer.
Nice.
Mike, in Greek mythology, what is the unfortunate nymph? What is the name of the unfortunate nymph who can only repeat words spoken by others?
Echo.
Echo is a correct answer. Will, which NFL team famously went to four consecutive Super Bowls from 1991 to 1994 and lost all four games?
Ooh, I'm not an NFL guy, and I was one when this started, so I'm going to go with the team that was gifted to Homer, the Denver Broncos.
Unfortunately not. They earned the nickname, Boy, I Love Losing Super Bowls. That'd be Jim Kelly and the Buffalo Bills.
Aw, the Denver Broncos.
I think it's nice.
It's way better than the Cowboys.
What is the appropriately named title of the movie that featured Vanilla Ice in a leading role?
Cool as Ice.
Cool as Ice is a correct answer. Yeah. Will, in the 80s, Michael Jackson was rumored to sleep in a hyperbaric chamber because of the high levels of what gas?
Oh, oxygen?
Oxygen's a correct answer. Mike, we're going back to you. What cult film director is responsible for such movies as Glenn or Glenda, Plan 9 from Outer Space, and Bride of the Monster?
It would be Ed Wood.
Ed Wood is a correct answer. Will, which of these U.S. cities is located in a tri-star region known as Arklatex? Is it Slidell, Shreveport, or Stillwater?
Arklatex. I'm going to go with the one I've been to, Slidell, Louisiana.
I have Slidell as being in Mississippi.
Oh, well, there's probably two.
I will mark that. We'll come back to it because the answer I have is Shreveport, which is in Louisiana. But if there is a Slidell, Louisiana, you'll get the points. We'll come back to that at the end of the game. Mike, moving on to you. With music by Burt Bacharach, what Broadway musical is based on the 1960 film The Apartment?
Shut Up and Deal. No idea.
Unfortunately not. That'd be Promises, Promises.
That was not
Will, NBA and MILB superstar Michael Jordan teamed up with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck in what children's movie?
Space Jam.
Space Jam's a correct answer.
I love that you just referred to Michael Jordan as an MILB superstar.
Definitely not a star.
I still think he hit like 300 when he played against the Cubs in spring training. Mike, a popular maker of parenting accessories, the Baby Bjorn company is headquartered in what country?
Sweden.
Sweden is correct. I should just rotate that question over to Will, but Will, we're going to give you this one instead. In real estate lingo, buying a house with the intention of quickly reselling it for a profit is called what?
Flipping.
Flipping is a correct answer. Mike, Matt Goss, Luke Goss, and Craig Logan made up which 80s British pop band?
Nope. 80s British pop band. I'm trying to think of an 80s British pop band whose members I can't name. because all the ones that are popping in my head, I know the names of the members, and they're not those. Psychedelic Furs. I have no idea.
Unfortunately not. That band is called Bros.
Okay, it's not even a band I've heard of, so there you go.
All right, Will. The Notable Names Database, or NNB, lists what historic woman's job experience as cake proponent?
Marie Antoinette?
Marie Antoinette.
What a goofy ass question.
I almost lost it as soon as it clicked.
Mike, we're going over to you. About 5-6 minutes remaining here. What was the name of the Santa Fe roadside attraction that featured dozens of refrigerators stacked in a circle?
Stone Fridge?
Stone Fridge is a correct answer.
I was going to say the same thing. I swear to God. I've never heard of it. But
I haven't either, but that was the closest thing I could think of.
All right, Will. Which popular fruit's name comes from the Arabic word for finger?
Can you tell me what that word is?
Do you want the question again?
No. Unless it includes the Arabic word for finger. Oh, God. I don't think it's banana. Let's just go potato. Oh, wait, you said fruit, not a fruit.
You should have gone banana. You should have.
Really?
Yeah, it's banana.
Damn it.
Man, Arabs have some big fingers.
Mike, Brian Mills' wife, played by Femke Jensen, gets ganked during a family vacation to Istanbul in what 2012 sequel film?
Taken 2?
Taking It to the Streets is correct. That's the most humor you're going to get out of me tonight. Will, the Concorde was a supersonic passenger airliner flown by two different airlines. Name one.
What does it stand for? I'm thinking like TW something. Is it TWA? Does that count?
It was not TWA. The two airlines would have been, they're both European, Air France and British Airways. Mike, we're going over to you. Following a September harvest moon, the full moon in October is commonly known as what?
I don't know, the Halloween moon? I don't know.
No, it's called the Hunter's Moon. Moon.
I have heard of that. Damn it.
All right, Will, going over to you. Cacio e Pepe is a staple of what Italian city's cuisine?
I think that stands for like garlic and pepper or oil and pepper. I don't know. I'll just say Sicily.
No, it's Rome. It's actually Rome. Mike, oranges typically have take that, rewind it back. Oranges typically have how many almost equal size segments inside?
I would say, based on breaking them up and giving my daughters half of one each, I feel like it's 10 total.
10 is a correct answer. All right, Will. What name is given to the Canadian dish consisting of French fries and cheese curds covered in gravy?
This is a terrible or a hated take of mine. But I think poutine is overrated.
Poutine is a correct answer, but poutine is delicious. Mike, go ahead.
I have never had poutine.
You uncultured swine.
Indeed.
Now, Mike, he gets poutine. You get this question.
Oh, lovely.
By watching a wasp in the 1700s, French scientist René de Remire conceived the idea to make what critical item out of wood? Wood pulp was not used at an industrial scale for this item until 100 years after this.
Okay, I'm assuming you're talking about the insect and not a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Shoot. There's a thing with wood pulp and wasps and I'm not pulling it. I don't have it. Pass.
The inclination there is to look at the nest. It's actually paper.
Oh, okay. I was not where I was going with. Okay.
Will, we're going to you. Albany and New York City are two major ports on what river?
Hudson?
Hudson is correct. Mike, of all the countries in the Intergovernmental and Economic Forum known as the G7, formerly the G8 until Russia's membership was suspended, which of the remaining countries has the largest population?
Probably the United States.
United States is a correct answer. Will, according to 2024 estimates, what is the largest wine-producing country in the world?
Italy seems like the trap answer. I'm going to guess United States.
Oh, it's not, unfortunately. It's still France. France is okay. Everywhere.
Oh, right. Okay.
Coming out of hot seat round one, I have got Mike picking up 11, Will picking up 8. Your scores right now are 16-13. Mike with a 3-point lead.
That was a brutal hot seat.
Yeah.
That felt rough.
I always told Chris, I'm like, I want to do the hot seat because those questions seem so much easier. Psych.
You know what? The hot seat giveth and the hot seat take the way. I've said it many times before. You go on a run, you get like 10 questions in a row, and all of a sudden you miss three and you're in the pits and you can't drag yourself out. It's tough.
Hey, so good news here is that we're going to have a halftime question. You're going to give me 10 possible answers. Each correct answer will be worth 2 points apiece, so you can make up some ground here. This is using 2011 data reported by CNN. I want you to give me the 10 countries that have the largest immigrant groups in the United States based on their place of birth. Not necessarily where they immigrated from, but based on their place of birth. We're looking for the 10 countries that comprise the highest amount of immigrants in the United States.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting. Okay.
Go ahead and lock in when ready.
I'll lock in. I don't. Most of these are just pure guesses.
Yeah. My brain's just kind of wandering.
Yeah, I'm just, it's like I spun a globe in my head and just started pointing at things.
That's kind of what I'm doing too. Yeah, sure. Why not? All right. I'll lock in with a bunch of wrong answers.
That's how I feel.
All right, Mike, we're going to start with you. Go ahead and read your countries out to me.
All right. This is all over the map. And I honestly was literally just going from my, yeah, literally it was. And I was honestly partially going off personal experience and then trying to tie in history. And my brain tried to take a number of different directions on this. And I ended up just really coming up with a wide mishmash of countries, but here we go. I have Mexico, Canada, India, China, Japan, the United Kingdom, Germany, Poland, Colombia, and Venezuela.
Will, what did you have?
So my list started out very similar to Mike's and then just completely we went.
You knocked so the first two off and then you're like, nowhere do I go.
I did the same. Like, I think Florida probably has me skewed a little bit. I think there's a lot of different, you know, immigrant communities.
Did you say skewed or screwed? I couldn't hear you correctly.
Well, if most of the world were to judge me, they would say screwed. All right. So, Mexico, the Philippines, Russia, China, Serbia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, or I'm sure I mispronounced that, Vietnam, Brazil, and then Canada and India.
You know, I just realized something.
What's that?
As you were talking, neither of us mentioned Cuba.
And you both spent considerable time in Florida.
Yeah, I thought when you said that, that's what made me think of that.
I have some close Cuban friends. But I don't know. The way I thought about it, I was smaller island countries I didn't think would have large populations of immigrants.
Exactly. Totally understand. Yeah. I have no clue how this is going to go. You pulled some countries. As soon as you said Vietnam, I was like, damn it. I think I've been reading. I've just happened to be between reading and like we watched Oppenheimer two nights ago. I'm in a World War II frame of mind. So I'm like, right. Germany, Poland. Like, what am I even thinking anymore? But anyway.
And again, my location could screw me because I've heard, I don't know how accurate it is, that my county, Pinellas County, has one of the largest Vietnamese populations outside of Vietnam.
Yeah. I can believe that. I mean, I lived in Pinellas County for 12 years. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Your correct answers are...
Destroy us, Chris. Go.
From top to bottom. Mexico, number one. India is number two. China is number three. How are we doing so far?
Three for three.
This is where that stops.
Yeah.
Number four is the Philippines. Good nice poll. Job. Number five, El Salvador.
Ah.
Sorry to our El Salvadorian listeners.
Yeah.
Number six is Vietnam.
Mm. Nicely done again, Will.
Thanks.
Number seven, by the way, the whole, it's a smaller country. They don't have a whole lot. El Salvador took care of that for you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Number seven is Cuba.
Yeah.
Number eight is the Dominican Republic.
Oh, fuck. How did I forget the Dominican Republic?
Number nine is Guatemala. And number 10 is South Korea.
Damn it. I almost said South Korea. But I'm just like, they probably like it too much over there. Why do they want to move here?
And Mike, I've got you picking up three, which will give you 6 points. Will, you picked up five, which will give you 10.
Yep. I'm like a generation ago in my answers.
Yeah.
I'm looking back and I'm like, this would be the answer from the 1970s, not now.
Yeah, we really disrespected Central and South America with our answers.
Well, I had a bunch of South America, just not the right countries.
Yeah.
All right. That means we do a little bit of a flip-flop. Will, you are now leading by one. It's 23 mm-hmm. to 22. But, Will, I've got to go back and check on that one question from round one. So let me get back up to that. And let's see if you get credit. Because I believe you said Slidell. Is that correct?
I did. It's just north of... New Orleans.
Okay. And Will, you're going to get one extra point, which is going to give you a 24 to 22 lead. We are moving into hot seat round two. Mike, you are now trailing by two. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll let Will go first this time. I'll take second.
All right. Will, your time will begin after I read your first question. Here we go.
All right.
Mr. Smee is a bumbling sidekick of which literary villain?
Referenced in my first half, this is Captain Hook from Jay and Barry's Peter Pan.
Captain Hook is correct. Mike, which of these states is often referred to in the media as a flyover state? Nevada, Virginia, or Kansas?
That'd be Kansas.
Kansas is correct. Will, the only known monotremes, in the animal kingdom are the echidnas and which other creature?
Is this platypus?
It is the platypus. Nicely done. Mike, what is the full name of the notoriously difficult college course often shortened to ORGO?
Organic chemistry.
Organic chemistry is a correct answer. Will, used to describe a carefree lifestyle, Bohemian refers to an area in what modern-day European country?
I don't know. I'm going to guess Romania.
Oh, you're actually kind of close. The Czech Republic.
Damn.
In honor of the death of Bohemia, I'm asking Mike this question.
Yeah.
Mike, Tobin Wolf created what 80s cartoon about the stormy adventures of human-feline hybrid heroes such as Lion-O and Chitara?
Thundercats.
You got to do the entire intro.
I never watched Thundercats. I never got into it.
Thunder. Thundercats. Oh! Thundercats is the correct answer. Thundercats was my jam as a kid.
No,
I was a real ghost.
I love Thundercats. Thundercats, He-Man, Masters of the Universe, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the best time for cartoons. Will, over to you. In 2000, Van Heusen launched its Regis line, featuring paired shirts and ties that were what? What was distinctive about the shirts and ties in the Regis line?
I don't know. I'm going to guess they had pinstripes.
Mike, you had your hand up. What was your guess for no points?
They were designed by Kathy Lee?
No.
Okay.
The Regis line famously featured both shirts and ties of the exact same color.
Ah. Oh, okay. I almost so something that would fill a bin.
All right, Mike, we're going back to you.
Okay.
Which counterattack inventing comes immediately after a parry?
I'm going to base this entirely off of Robin Hood Men in Tights when he goes parry, parry, thrust, thrust. Good. So I'm going to say thrust.
Unfortunately, riposte is what we're looking for.
Oh, okay.
Riposte. Will, where do we go? Where do we go now? Where do we go? Oh, where do we go? No, that's not the question. The real question is this. Guns N' Roses clearly had a thing for apostrophes, as their only number one single is what?
You're asking the wrong person. Mike, you want to answer for no points? You're laughing your ass off over there.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing because there's so much to unpack in that question.
I honestly have no idea, Chris. I'll pass.
I did not write this question. This might be one left over from Tim, but Mike, what's the answer?
I just because of the whole fan of apostrophes thing is what made me lost, because it's not Sweet Child of Mine. It's Sweet Child of Mine.
Sweet Child of Mine. That's correct. Mike, going over to you. After having several heart attacks, which political figure co-wrote Heart, an American Odyssey?
I feel like this has got to be Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney is a correct answer.
That would have been my guess too. His sequel is Shooting Your Friends in the Face.
But... Right, exactly. I'm not the first vice president to do it.
That's the tagline.
Yeah.
Will, what Mexican artist produced works entitled The Broken Column and Diego and I?
Frida Kahlo.
Frida Kahlo is correct. Mike, Bella Swan, later Bella Cullen, is a character in which book and film series?
That'd be the Twilight series.
You loser. You shouldn't have answered that.
If it's between street cred and an extra point in trivia, I will take the extra point every time.
There you go. Will, going over to you. Which of these food-related places saw the invention of the chocolate chip cookie in 1933? Was it the Nestle Inn, the Toll House Inn, or the Hershey Inn?
Gotta go Toll House.
Toll House is correct. Although I can't believe, like, that's Phoebe Buffay's grandmother was Nestle Toll House. So, Mike, going back to you. After a marketing ploy, what critter is often added to bottles of the Mexican liqueur Mezcal?
I think they're just looking for a worm.
They are looking for a worm. I was not on my bachelor party. Y'all made me drink one anyway.
Yes, you, yes, yeah. You did. And yes, you did.
Mike, Will. Myology, myology, is the scientific study of what?
I don't know. Sounds weird. Spores?
No, unfortunately not. It's the scientific study of muscles.
Oh, I was trying to break down, like, isn't mycology mushrooms?
I believe so, but I'm not a science guy.
Yeah.
I went to school in Florida. We didn't even have to take chemistry.
I mean, Mike. I'm a native.
Mike, what is the name for the youngest members of the Girl Scouts of the U.S.?
My daughter is currently one. It's a Daisy.
Daisy is correct. Will.
Chris.
Don't guess Norway. After improbably reaching the 2016 World Cup quarterfinals, what 34th ranked country's Viking clap went viral?
I have no idea. Greenland?
Oh, you've seen D2 one too many times. Greenland is full of ice, and Iceland is very nice. Iceland is what we're looking for.
Fuck. God damn it.
All right, Mike, what word used in theater as a synonym for backup features four consecutive letters in alphabetical order?
Understudy.
Understudy is correct.
I had to walk through it to make sure it fit.
Nice one.
Will, which Middle Eastern prime minister expensed a $1,600 haircut during a 2015 visit to address the United Nations?
To not come off across as offensive, I'm going to pass.
So it'd be Benjamin Netanyahu.
Never would have gotten it.
What U.S. president celebrated his oath-taking with the first official inaugural ball in 1809?
U.S. president who would have taken the oath in 1809 would have been James Madison.
James Madison is a correct answer. Will, who is the all-time leading scorer for the Los Angeles Lakers?
I gotta guess Kobe.
Kobe is a correct answer. Kobe Bryant. Thank God,
Black Mamba.
Yeah. Mike, what country won the 1982 World Cup in Spain, defeating West Germany 3-1?
What a fantastic question. I wish I knew the answer. I'm going to say Argentina.
Not a bad guess. It was actually Italy.
Oh, okay.
All right, Will. What was the name of the controversial head zookeeper in the Netflix original series, Tiger King?
Oh, shit. Wait, can you repeat that?
What was the name of the controversial head zookeeper in the Netflix original series, Tiger King?
I don't know if it's the guy or the girl. Like the...
It's the... I think head zookeeper's throwing it off. It's the person that owned the zoo.
If it's the guy, oh my God, this was so. I've never seen it.
I watched the whole thing and I have no idea.
I can't think of the guy's name and I feel insane. Like, but the lady's name is Carol Baskin, so I'm going to go with her.
It was not Carol Baskin's. It was Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic, that's right. Yep.
I mean, that was during COVID. My wife and our neighbor watched it, and I'm not about that kind of stuff.
It is trash upon trash, but yeah. COVID and there wasn't a whole lot else on.
Only reason
Mike,
we watched
going over to you. Which long-running Broadway play's replica of the Paris Opera House's chandelier contains over 6,000 beads?
Phantom of the Opera
is a correct. I'm giving that to you.
He didn't say the full thing. Take it away.
Fair. Will. What 2008 film starring Christian Bale had this quote, "I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you stranger"?
I honestly don't know. Not great with movie questions like this. Let's just say Dark Knight Rises. I honestly don't know.
It's the Dark Knight, not the Dark Knight Rises. It's the pencil disappear. Oh, so close.
Damn it.
The focus on Christian Bale throws you off on that question because it's Heath Ledger who says it.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
If I said Heath Ledger, I think that would have been a little too on the nose. But Mike, we're going over to you. Which comedian penned a memoir titled Bossy Pants?
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey is a correct answer.
Damn it, I knew that.
Well, what legume is the main ingredient in a falafel?
Chickpea or garbanzo?
Chickpea or garbanzo beans, correct. Mike, what American actress played the part of Tokyo underworld boss Oren Ishii in Kill Bill's Volume 1 and 2?
Hmm.
Can you repeat the first part, please?
What American actress who played the part of Tokyo underboss Oren Ishii in Kill Bill's Volume 1 and 2?
Shoot. I think that was Lucy Liu.
That was Lucy Liu?
Yeah. I was trying to pull it. My brain was going a different direction. I needed it a second time.
All right, Will. Which 1984 video game became the first of its kind when players were tasked with fitting all the blocks into just the right spot?
Tetris.
Tetris is correct. Mike. The last letter of the Greek alphabet represents what unit of electrical resistance in the International System of Units?
The ohm.
The ohm is a correct answer. Nicely done.
Wait, So Omega wasn't the right answer?
Omega is the name of the last letter of the Greek reference, but the sign of Omega represents an ohm.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
All right. Will, the custard tarts known as pastis de nata are from what country located on the Iberian Peninsula?
Say the word again, or the pastry?
Pastis de nata, P-A-S-T-E-I-S, de nata, N-A-T-A.
Okay, I mean, this is kind of like a 50-50, right? And I'm going with the one that Chris visited last year, Portugal.
Viva Portugal! Portugal is the correct answer.
Nice.
Mike, tree nut allergies and peanut allergies are largely separate because peanuts fall into what group of plants that also includes a mesquite, alfalfa, and lentils?
You mentioned them a couple questions ago. They are legumes.
Right? Legumes
is correct. Will, for years, the Today Show's Willard Scott has wished centenarians happy birthday on a segment sponsored by whom?
Oh, I have no idea. So that's their 100th birthday. Is there like a world famous cemetery company? I'm not sure.
Damn.
Wow.
Had to do it. I don't know. Random House Publishing.
Unfortunately not. Mike, go ahead for no points.
I'm just curious, but for whatever reason, Smuckers popped into my head. Is it Smuckers?
Smuckers.
No idea why, but I was like, I think it's Smuckers.
Is it because they don't have teeth and it's the only thing they can probably eat?
Oh my God.
We apologize to all of our centenarian listeners. If you stop kidding.
Now give your phones back to your grandkids.
Who are currently 40.
Yes. Jesus. All right.
Oh, man.
All right. Mike, you went second that round, right?
I did, yes.
Okay. So you get one last question.
Okay.
Mike, a skeleton's gender can be determined by looking at the curvature of the sciatic notch, an area located on what bone?
Can I say like pelvis, hip bone?
Hip bone, yeah. Pelvis, yep.
Okay.
There you go. Man, that was rough.
All right. Coming out of hot seat round two, Mike's going to pick up 15. Will's picking up 8.
God.
Oh, Mike, you've got a little bit of a lead going into the wager round. It's currently 37 to 32, a 5-point lead.
5 points. Okay.
I will say I've never done a trivia game with the wager round, so this will be fun.
I'm notoriously bad at wager rounds. So,
are you familiar with how the wager rounds work on the show?
Yeah. I can bet negative numbers and imaginary numbers.
Exactly.
Decimals specifically are requested.
Mm-hmm. I'll actually let you bet on if Mike's going to get the question right.
So,
all right. Heading into your wager round, you're going to wager any and all the points that you have. You can wager none. You can wager whatever you want. Broken up on three categories, but you're wagering strictly on the categories alone. The only rules are, you must wager whole numbers. You cannot negative wager, and you cannot wager more than your combined score is right now.
I'm sorry, Chris. How many points do I have again?
37.
You have 37. Will's got 30.
In a row?
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. I realized I missed my opportunity earlier, and when I wrote it down, I was like, shit.
Your wager round categories are going to be sports adjacent, tech news, and tourism. Sports adjacent, tech news, and tourism.
Hey, trivia lovers. Want to get the pub trivia experience in an interactive way? Check out Liquid Courage Entertainment. With a wide range of offerings online, LK has you covered. Streaming a wide variety of trivia games on Twitch with one-of-a-kind formats like Tringo, Guesstimate, Mega Sheep, and more. Or check out the World Trivia Federation. With 36 hours to answer each quiz and no obligation, the WTF is the perfect solution to scratch that trivia itch on your own time. Come see us at twitch.tv/liquid_courage or check out patreon.com/liquidcourage to join the WTF for as little as $2 a month. That's Liquid Courage with a K. Innovative, interactive, intoxicating.
Wagers are locked in. We are going to go question by question through this. Starting with question number one, your category was sports adjacent. What assessment, first created in 1939 and definitely not by Lewis Carroll, is used to measure cognitive ability and problem-solving aptitude by the taker by giving them 12 minutes to complete 50 multiple-choice questions? This test has come under scrutiny in recent decades, but is perhaps most well-known when the NFL stopped administering this test during the NFL Combine back in 2022.
Locked in.
All right, I'll lock in.
We're moving on to question number two. Your category was in tech news. According to a recent Bloomberg article, 90% of the market cap gains in the NASDAQ 100 thus far in 2024 came from four tech giants. Microsoft, Meta, Amazon, and what other company, famous for producing graphical processing units, GPUs, application programming interfaces, or APIs, and system on a chip, or SOACs, but recently has become a dominant supplier of artificial intelligence for hardware and software?
Locked in.
Yeah, me too.
All right, we are moving on to question number three. Category is tourism. I know money is tight for a lot of people, so if you're looking to take your family on a unique European vacation, have I got a deal for you. How about an affordable trip to London, Dublin, Berlin, Warsaw, Rome, and Paris? You can do all this from your car right here in the U.S. if you visit what U.S. state?
Say it one more time, or can you at least list the cities?
Yep. I know money is tight for a lot of people. If you're looking for a cheaper way to take your family on a European vacation, how about an affordable trip to London, Dublin, Berlin, Warsaw, Rome, and Paris? You can do that all from your car right here in the U.S. if you visit what U.S. state?
I'll lock in.
I'm locked in too. And I don't know the exact number, and I'm sure someone who listens does, but there's something like 40 different Parises in the U.S.
Yes.
Yep.
There's a ton.
I think in some state in the Midwest has two of them, which is insane.
That is hilarious. All right. We're going to go through this question by question. I'll ask you for your answers and your wager, starting with question number one in sports adjacent. What assessment, first created in 1939, but definitely not by Lewis Carroll, is used to measure cognitive ability and problem-solving aptitude of the taker by giving them 12 minutes to complete a 50 multiple-choice question test? This test has come under scrutiny in recent decades, but perhaps is best known for when the NFL stopped administering this test during the NFL Combine in 2022. Mike, your answer and your wager.
It took me a while to get there, but I finally remembered this. It's called the Wunderlic, and I wagered 18.
Will, your answer and your wager.
I want to spell check Mike. I believe it's the Wunderlicht. I think it's a German word, L-I-C-H-T. I bet zero. I should have bet some. I'm not a big sports guy, but as we said, sports adjacent could be really anything.
All right. Wunderlicht is a correct answer. It's not licked. The person that created it is actually named Wunderlicht.
I bet he was, popular with the ladies.
Right? In the interest of full disclosure, I did lock in with lick and not licked. So
I figured you did. I was just trying to find points where I could.
No, that's good. That's all good, man. I remember the Jeopardy episode where Wimbledon got got disqualified or
right.
Forget the whole thing. But anyway,
moving into question number two, Mike, you are currently up 55-32. Question number two, your category was in tech news. According to a recent Bloomberg article, 90% of the market cap gains in the NASDAQ 100 thus far in 2024 came from four tech giants: Microsoft, Meta, Amazon, and what other company famous for producing GPUs, APIs, and SOACs, but recently has become a dominant supplier of artificial intelligence for both hardware and software? Mike, your answer and your wager.
the company that I did not listen to my coworker when they told me, hey, invest in this company, would be NVIDIA.
Will, your answer and your wager. Oh, Mike, your wager, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Five. I wagered five on that one.
Will, your answer and your wager.
I do have NVIDIA stock, and that was my answer. I wagered five.
NVIDIA is a correct answer. Hopefully you bought it about a year and a half ago or so when I started doing the climb.
I've had it in the past 15 years.
Yeah. you're a smart man. You're a smart man. NVIDIA is a correct answer. That's going to bring Mike up to 60, Will to 37. It's still anybody's game going into question number three. The category was tourism. Times are tight for many, but if you're looking for a cheaper way to take a family European vacation, how about an affordable trip to London, Dublin, Berlin, Warsaw, Rome, and Paris? You can do all that from your car right here in the U.S. by visiting what U.S. state? Will, your answer and your wager.
I believe the answer is Georgia. My wager was five.
All right, Mike, it's all going to come down to you. What is your answer?
It very well could be Georgia. Georgia crossed my mind because my mother-in-law is actually from Rome, Georgia. But I know Texas has a Paris. I'm pretty sure it has a London and a Warsaw. So I locked in with Texas.
There may be a Rome in Georgia. I know there is a Rome in Georgia. But all of those cities are found in Texas. Mike, you're going to pick up the 5 points there. Well, you're going to lose, which means you're lose the 5 points, which means we're going to end tonight's game. Nowhere indicative of how close this game has been throughout.
Jesus.
65 to 32. Mike's picking up another win.
Wow. Great game. Great
game. That was wild. Game, Will.
Hey, Will, I have good news because once we jump off of here, we're jumping on to a bonus recording. You get your chance at Will Evelyn's revenge.
Ooh.
So if you want to hear that, you can join us over on our Patreon feed. Will mentioned it earlier. But patreon.com/PTE network will get you all of our bonus content. If you financially can't afford to support the show, we appreciate it. Hashtag get us an editor, please.
So wait, is this revenge episode where you just give me Mike's address and I just drive up there and beat him up or something?
I mean, if you want to drive all the way to Huntsville, Alabama, by all means, knock yourself out. It's a long drive.
Decent breweries on the way.
It's not too bad. I've done it, so.
I got a place you can crash in Tallahassee. So,
hey, I've done it with a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. So
that means Mike got there and wanted to punch himself in the face.
Right, that's psycho shit.
Never again.
But, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed tonight's episode. I had a hell of a good time bringing it to you. Gentlemen, have some fun tonight.
Hell yeah.
Always.
We will see you next week with another episode of the Pub Trivia Experience. Check the show notes for our Patreon, all of our Discord server, which, by the way, we're all on entirely too often.
Yep.
Our Facebook group and all that fun stuff. It's right out there on our Discord server on the website. Check the show notes for all that stuff. I'm tired. For the Pub Trivia Experience, I have been Chris.
I've been Mike.
And I've been Will.
We'll see y'all next time. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Salud.